Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today here on this Wednesday, January 28th, 2026 edition. I couldn't remember the name of the mussel, the species that the state of Michigan officials were trying to protect. Federally endangered freshwater mussels, including the snuffbox mussel, were the key species that the state of Michigan was actively working to protect in Wixom Lake before and during the period surrounding the Edenville Dam failure back in May of 2019. Now, it's kind of interesting because the dam owner operator, Boyce Hydro, now involved in legal disputes with the state over the unpermitted lake level drawdowns back in 2018 and 2019. In their state lawsuits at that time, the state argued that drawing down the lake levels would result in the death of thousands, if not millions, of freshwater mussels. State regulators had denied permits to lower the lake levels due to the concerns for the mussel population. That's what they were concerned about. As a result, the lake levels weren't drawn down. The heavy rains came. The soil liquefied. The embankments failed. The dam failed. And it went all the way downstream. Another dam failed down in Sanford Lake, and thousands of people lost their lakefront property, and things were flooded. They lost everything. Unbelievable. Well, to wrap up the story, one of the engineers, Lucas Trumbull, came back to the witness stand to testify about the need for accurate information on the dam's conditions, particularly the embankment stability and its structural integrity. Trumbull said, "No dam is truly ever safe, as even dams in the best conditions can fail under frequent storm or heavy flooding events." Well, the attorney, Jason Thompson, asked Trumbull, "What happened specifically regarding the Wixom Lake refill?" Trumbull replied that he didn't know what that meant, but acknowledged that he did not object to the lake's refilling to the summer level of 670.58 feet. While the attorney, Thompson, repeatedly questioned Trumbull, "Had the public safety been always top of mind of state officials? Would you agree that prioritizing the refill of Wixom Lake to a proper level would have protected the public?" Well, Trumbull responded, "No, sir." Last question, "Isn't it true that you lost track of your primary duty as the dam safety engineer in 2019? Trumbull responded, "Absolutely not." So that wraps up that story. And again, I couldn't remember the exact name of the species, so I omitted it. But that's basically what it was that they were trying to protect. Mussels. Snuffbox mussel. Couldn't remember it from the original story. What was that now? 7 years ago? Almost 7 years ago this May. But we covered it back then, and I remembered mentioning it, so that's why I looked it up and researched it. Well, this is very, very interesting. The Michigan Civil Rights Commission voted Luke Londo to serve as chair during their meeting yesterday. and the new chair took time at the end of the meeting to call out President Donald Trump's administration and ICE, Immigration Custom Enforcement. Londo said he was the first LGBTQ commissioner and said that he got a message from State Senator Mallory McMorrow about his upcoming time while having the gavel. McMorrow, who is wanting to run and get the U.S. Senate Democrat nomination, said, "We are terrifyingly necessary and have to respond during this horrible time to lead a civil rights commission. And I don't think I could better summarize the chairing of this commission at this current moment," Londo said. He said the Trump administration was the biggest threat to civil rights in the state, more than any other thing, as well as those who aid in this sinister, malignant, dictatorial endeavors. Londo talked about the shooting death of Alex Preedy, an ICU nurse in Minneapolis, by a U.S. Border Patrol officer, and the shooting death of Renee Good by an ICE agent. He claimed that the ICE and Department of Homeland Security agents were not in Minnesota specifically for the deportation of undocumented immigrants. He pointed to the fact that the president, Attorney General Pamela Bondi, and Homeland Security Kristi Noem have communicated to Minnesota officials that the reign of terror will end in part once the state turns over their voter rolls. That's not true. I haven't seen that story anywhere. What does their qualified voter rolls have to do with anything? They are rounding up the bad people that Joe Biden let into the country. Many of them migrated to Minnesota. Well, Londo claimed more people have died in ICE detention centers in 2025 than any other time. And it looks like so far the numbers for this year, 2026, are even worse. Where are you getting your facts? Are you kidding me? This guy is a complete joke. He's making this stuff up. Londo said citizens shouldn't be attacked by the government, and the commissioner swore an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution. When we have a president who violates his oath of office, the Constitution, civil rights, and basic human decency, it is imperative that we as a body stand in his way and advocate for the civil rights of every Michigan resident, Londo said. Wow. Absolutely amazing. And this is the person they chose to chair the Michigan Civil Rights Commission meeting. Unbelievable. Well, I knew Londo back in the day, didn't agree with him politically on anything. And now I understand why. So, Luke, there's only one thing I can say to you, brother. I'll pray for you. Because your comments are so far over the top, it's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Chairing the Michigan Civil Rights Commission meeting. And you're going to get involved in immigration issues in Minnesota so you can attack the president, the Attorney General Pam Bondi, and Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem. Got it. You got a severe case, brother, of Trump derangement syndrome. And some of the other folks up there in the UP sending me text messages, you got the same problem. I'll pray for you as well. One other story I was looking at out of Washington, D.C. Been following this very much, looking into it. Donald Trump sending battleships into the Iran waterway system area of Iran. Well, now all of a sudden, the Iranians want to talk. Sure they do. Right. I get it. Now you want to talk. Well, the people of Iran are absolutely standing up, saying they want a change of regime. They want to join the world marketplace. They want to be part of the world stage, and they feel that this regime is not letting them do that. Human rights violations, killing protesters, blocking their access from the internet, absolutely doing things that the people don't want. Well, it's pretty interesting, because one of the things that is happening is that others are looking at this situation, and they are absolutely coming down on the people's side. This is completely different than any other revolution, I believe, they've ever gone through. When they removed the Shah of Iran years ago, ended up with these guys currently, the Ayatollahs, that are in control. Well, it's not the direction the people want to go. So, very, very, very interesting story developing. We'll see where this goes. We've got a short story coming up in the final segment from former Senator Patrick Kobach. He was on the Election Integrity Committees while serving as a state senator. He ran for governor back in 2018. Well, he just updated a post a couple of minutes ago. We'll wrap up the show with it. Final segment of today. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today here on this Wednesday. A post that Patrick Kobach just posted. Breaking news. Venezuela had and has access to U.S. election systems. Recent emails have been discovered between Smartmatic employees in Venezuela and Sequoia employees here in the United States, as shared by Patrick Brine, indicating a very concerning connection. Sequoia was bought by Dominion here in the United States back in 2010. Well, after all of the news and lawsuits and various concerns about Dominion, they decided to sell. Well, in 2025, a company known as NoLink bought Dominion and is now called it Liberty Vote. The owner is a conservative Republican from the state of Oklahoma and now owns Dominion. All of the equipment, machine, software has now been renamed Liberty Vote. They're also making sure that Venezuela and other countries do not have access to our election systems. How are they doing it? Data connectivity. That's basically the programs, the algorithms, the software that are in these Dominion machines that they are going to absolutely remove from having access to this system. In the end, 2026 should prove to be a secure election and not manipulated by outside sources. So very, very, very interesting development based on these newly disclosed emails. So we'll continue to follow this story and to see if, in fact, Liberty Vote is able to secure the Dominion election equipment here in the state of Michigan. Basically, folks, clerks have either Dominion, ESNS or HART systems that they use to run their elections. You can ask your clerk. They should know and can tell you whether or not they are using Dominion equipment. So very, very interesting story. Just broke here on this post a couple hours ago by Patrick Kobach. One of the things that we absolutely need to do is get an attorney general candidate for the Republicans at the March 28th nominating endorsement convention. As many of you know, I vetted the candidates and I decided to support Kevin Kievsky. He's an attorney from Birmingham. Him and his wife own a law practice there. And he came out with a statement regarding the Sterling Heights Police Department for rejecting the mayor of Sterling Heights' demand to cut ties with federal immigration authorities. While the mayor calls dedicated ICE agents monsters and wants the city police department to end their critical relationship and partnerships that keep us safe. Well, the police chief of the Sterling Heights Police Department, sorry, we're not going to cut ties. We will cooperate with the feds and make it a safe way for them to do their work. See, that's the thing I don't understand. If I was a county sheriff or a city police chief, I would say, you know what, guys? Give us your warrants. Give us the names of the individuals that you want to come and remove from their homes, that you guys want to arrest and detain. Give me the names. Give me the address. Give me what information you have. Instead of having ICE going in with SWAT teams, with their bulletproof vests and their equipment and all the things they do, just have your police department or your county sheriff go over and pick these people up for questioning. Bring them back to the sheriff's jail, to the city's jail, and let ICE interrogate them in your presence. See if, in fact, these are the people that they have the warrants for. And if you do, turn them over. There's no reason why I should be kicking in doors if you had a cooperating police chief, county sheriff. It's all at the local level. That's where they're apprehended, most of them from their homes or their place of employment. Just work with local law enforcement. But no, these Democrats don't want to do that. Well, it's not happening in Sterling Heights, Michigan, Macomb County. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.